coming up.
And in some cases, those pre-signed prescriptions were handed out to patients when Dr. Coffey was out of town. So they got a note to bring to a pharmacy to get some pills. The doctor never saw them.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
Dr. Bruce Coffey has practiced medicine in Scott County for decades. He's praised by countless people in the community and hated by others.
For decades, Dr. Bruce Coffey ran a clinic in Oneida, Tennessee, right on the Kentucky border. A clinic the government has called the primary drug supplier for drug trafficking organizations in multiple counties.
Their sworn affidavit filed in 2019 says Coffey wrote bogus prescriptions, co-owned a pharmacy where many of the pills were sold, and illegally laundered money he made from drug trafficking.
The allegations pertain to prescriptions of highly addictive Schedule II narcotic pills. Prescriptions, the DEA says, totaled in the millions.
Over an eight-year period, the DEA said Coffey handed out prescriptions for nearly 5 million Schedule II narcotic pills, a rate of more than 1,640 addictive pills such as hydrocodone per day.
Cole Sullivan joins us from WBIR in Knoxville. Cole, thanks for coming on to talk about another wild case out of Tennessee.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
So Cole, introduce us to David Bruce Coffey, this doctor from Oneida, Tennessee.
Yeah, so Dr. Coffey is, or was, one of the most highly regarded doctors in Scott County, Tennessee. This is a rural county in Appalachia. It was among the most impoverished counties in Tennessee for a number of years. And Dr. Coffey's practice was right in the center of the kind of population center of the county. And he saw hundreds of patients. Many, many folks in Scott County would say that he was their doctor for their entire family growing up. He first came on my radar in 2019 for a different reason, and that was because the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the DEA raided his Oneida clinic that summer.
The feds raided Dr. Bruce Coffey's office in June.
The law enforcement arrived here at the...
Now we know why. Federal court documents filed just before Christmas show a two-year-long investigation into Coffey, his two sons, and an Oneida pharmacy. We asked attorney T. Scott Jones to help explain the implications of this investigation.
Where there's a lot of smoke, there's generally fire.
Tell us a little bit about that investigation. What did you learn at that point?
At first, not much. The feds kept it pretty under wraps. We didn't know why they raided the clinic. We just knew that there was an ongoing drug investigation. But then, about 6 months later, in early 2020, the first filings in the case were unsealed in federal court, and we learned just the breadth of what the DEA says Dr. Coffey did, just how many pills they say he prescribed illegally to people.
And I want to ask about some of the specifics there, but first it's important to note the broader context surrounding these allegations that this area in Tennessee and in Kentucky, those are two of the states at the heart of the U.S. opioid crisis, which is taking tens of thousands of lives in the country every year.
And it's ongoing. During the time of the DEA investigation and the allegations against him, this was really when the opioid epidemic in our part of East Tennessee was gaining steam and claiming lives at a rapid rate. More and more people were getting addicted, oftentimes starting with pills and then later turning towards harder drugs. And it was claiming lives. So this is a topic that for not just folks in Scott County where Dr. Coffey lives, but across East Tennessee and really across wide swaths of the country, it was all-consuming. They were losing family members to the drug epidemic at this exact time.
And the allegations laid out by the DEA in 2020 are pretty stunning. They said Dr. Coffey prescribed millions of addictive pills, including over a million pills in McCreary County, Kentucky, over an eight-year period, enough for 15 pills for not just every patient of his clinic, but for every single man, woman, and child who lived in the county. Can you break down those allegations a little further for us?
Well, the numbers you just laid out are pretty eye-popping. He's alleged to have prescribed 4.9 million pills over 8 years. And you talked about the McCreary County number, which stood out as well, because if Scott County is one of the most impoverished counties in Tennessee, McCreary County is even further up into the hills of Appalachia. And so that number of pills in that county had a huge impact on the people there. In addition to the allegations of just the number of hydrocodone and oxycodone pills that Dr. Coffey is accused of prescribing, there are also accusations from the DEA that he pre-signed prescriptions. And in some cases, those pre-signed prescriptions were handed out to patients when Dr. Coffey was out of town. So they got a note to bring to a pharmacy to get some pills. The doctor never saw them. In addition, during 10 undercover visits, the DEA says that they saw known drug dealers in the parking lot of Dr. Coffey's Oneida clinic, speaking with people as they walked into the clinic and then coming and taking their prescriptions from them when they walked out of the clinic. When DEA officers, agents, undercover agents, went into the clinic to get seen by Dr. Coffey and his son, who was also a doctor at the clinic, they say that sometimes they were seen for only seconds by the doctors before receiving a prescription for highly addictive drugs. In one case, a DEA agent was seen for 65 seconds. Another case, the DEA says an agent was seen for 50 seconds. And in one case, the agent just saw a doctor for 20 seconds before walking out with a prescription for addictive pills.
Where there's a lot of smoke, there's generally fire.
The DEA says in 8 years, Coffey prescribed narcotics like oxycodone at a rate of 1,640 pills per day. The DEA also went undercover and found a packed clinic with patients outside handing their prescriptions to suspected drug traffickers.
It wasn't just something assembled overnight, and it's not just mere baseless allegations. We're tired of pill mill type operations addicting members of our country. And the feds likewise are taking a heavy-handed examination of this, and that they're not going to tolerate it.
The DEA further alleged that Dr. Coffey was not only prescribing pills to patients, but was running what they called a streamlined drug trafficking operation. Can you explain that a little further?
It's vertical integration. Dr. Coffey owned the clinic where he worked and where the DEA says he distributed these illegal prescriptions. He also co-owned a pharmacy next door, directly next door to his clinic. It's called Mark's Family Pharmacy. The DEA says that in addition to co-owning it, the vast majority of the prescriptions Dr. Coffey wrote were fulfilled at that pharmacy. And that pharmacy filled oxycodone prescriptions at a rate 3 times higher than the state average in Tennessee and 4 times higher than the national average.
Agents seized $1.3 million from Coffey alone, plus his two Mercedes. But no charges, at least not yet.
You would have to be very, very foolish not to expect that there is going to be significant criminal charges in the very near future.
Doctors Coffey Internal Medicine and Family Care, Mark's Family Pharmacy, PT Solutions, and Buckeye Medical Equipment were all housed in this complex that's now burnt to the ground. The call came in around 2:30 this morning, and more than 30 firefighters have worked the scene all day. So far, over 1 million gallons of water used to put out the flames. No one was inside at the time or injured from the fire. Patrons of these businesses are—
As if there weren't already enough going on with this clinic when this investigation became public in early 2020, as you mentioned. There was a fire right after that happened. What happened there?
Very suspicious fire. This was only a couple weeks after we broke the story of the allegations against Dr. Coffey. And I remember waking up to seeing all the alerts on my phone and a whole bunch of emails from the newsroom, because in the early hours of a January, frigid January morning, Dr. Coffey's clinic, the pharmacy next door, and another business that were included in the same complex all burned to the ground. They were destroyed in a suspicious fire. There was truly nothing left at that point. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has arson investigators who started working that fire in January of 2020. At last check in January of 2022, they say they're still investigating and asking anyone who knows anything about what might have happened to come to them.
Bring us up to speed on the rest of the investigation then. As we mentioned, the investigation into Dr. Coffey went public in 2020. It's now 2 years later. What's happened in that time?
Just in the last few weeks, we learned that Dr. Coffey, through his attorney, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Attorney's Office. And as part of that plea deal, he will plead guilty to illegally distributing 60 hydrocodone pills. Remember, he is initially accused of distributing nearly 5 million of them. He'll plead guilty to distributing just 60. And he'll also plead guilty to money laundering for a check for $12,000 or so dollars that he deposited in a bank account, that money the DEA says he obtained illegally. With those pleas, legal experts we talked to say that Dr. Coffey may face less than a year in prison, if any time at all in prison for his alleged crimes.
I think you're looking probably somewhere between 6 to 12 months.
He will have to pay about $500,000 in fine, and he will forfeit $1.5 million the DEA seized in that 2019 raid and his two Mercedes. His attorney declined to comment, but defense lawyer T. Scott Jones, who is not connected to the case, says Coffey should be happy with his deal.
I think that he is fortunate with regards to what I've seen in the plea agreement concerning the outcome and ought to be very thankful.
What I'm trying to figure out hearing that, and it sounds like maybe you're still trying to figure that out, is, as you mentioned, the DEA alleged Coffey was prescribing millions of pills. This plea agreement is for distributing 60 pills and illegally depositing money. Help us understand the scope of that deal, how we went from these just staggering allegations to what sound, you know, like relatively minor charges.
We don't know is the short answer. The slightly longer answer is that the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Tennessee said that we needed to contact the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Kentucky, where the case is also ongoing in kind of a parallel fashion. A spokesperson there did not get back to us. A defense attorney I spoke to said, when you're dealing with professionals, people like doctors who have medical licenses, it's really tough for authorities to sometimes prove whether this prescription was legitimate and this prescription was not. It's tough to determine, of the nearly 5 million pills the DEA says Dr. Coffey prescribed over 8 years, how many of those were illegitimate and could result in a long, drawn-out court battle over individual prescriptions. We also don't know what records may have been in his clinic when it burned.
And a significant part of this agreement from your reporting is that the government is agreeing to stop its prosecution. Does that mean that these charges are the end of the road for Dr. Coffey?
Unless he does something else, or unless there's a caveat for tax charges. But at this point, the plea agreement, which has to still be accepted by a judge, indicates that these charges, the two counts, one of distributing 60 pills and one of money laundering, those two counts will be the end of the road for this multi-year investigation into Dr. Coffey.
We've been referring to him as Dr. Coffey throughout this. Is he still a doctor? Can Bruce Coffey still practice medicine?
Interestingly, after the raid and after his clinic burned, Dr. Coffey continued to practice medicine in Scott County. His clinic moved locations. Eventually, it closed. And Dr. Coffey then went on to continue practicing as a doctor in a different clinic. At this point, as of October, Tennessee records show that his medical license has expired.
Cole Sullivan with WBIR in Knoxville. Thanks again for coming on.
Of course.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following the podcast wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for more shows, you can head over to voltstudios.com for a full list of our podcasts, including our weekly True Crime Chronicles. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.